8.
Domine Dominus Noster. God is wonderful in his works, especially in mankind, singularly exalted by the incarnation of Christ. Unto the end, for the presses, a psalm for David. O Lord, our Lord, how admirable is thy name in the whole earth, for thy magnificence is elevated above the heavens. Out of the mouth of infants and of sucklings thou hast perfected praise, because of thy enemies, that thou mayest destroy the enemy and the avenger. For I will behold thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon, and the stars which thou hast founded. What is man, that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man, that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little less than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and hast set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast subjected all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, moreover the beasts also of the fields, the birds of the air and the fishes of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how admirable is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 9. Confitebor tibi Domine. The church praiseth God for his protection against her enemies. Unto the end, for the hidden things of the sun, a psalm for David. I will give praise to thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will relate all thy wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing to thy name, O thou Most High. When my enemies shall be turned back, they shall be weakened and perish before thy face. For thou hast maintained my judgment and my cause. Thou hast sat on the throne who judgest justice. Thou hast rebuked the Gentiles, and the wicked one hath perished. Thou hast blotted out their name for ever and ever. The swords of the enemy have failed unto the end, and their cities thou hast destroyed. Their memory hath perished with a noise. But the Lord remaineth for ever. He hath prepared his throne in judgment, and he shall judge the world in equity. He shall judge the people in justice. And the Lord is become a refuge for the poor, a helper in due time in tribulation. And let them trust in thee who know thy name, for thou hast not forsaken them that seek thee, O Lord. Sing ye to the Lord, who dwelleth in Sion. Declare his ways among the Gentiles. For requiring their blood, he hath remembered them. He hath not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have mercy on me, O Lord. See my humiliation which I suffer from my enemies. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may declare all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Sion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The Gentiles have stuck fast in the destruction which they prepared. Their foot hath been taken in the very snare which they hid. The Lord shall be known when he executeth judgments. The sinner hath been caught in the works of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, all the nations that forget God. For the poor man shall not be forgotten to the end. The patience of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man be strengthened. Let the Gentiles be judged in thy sight. Appoint, O Lord, a lawgiver over them, that the Gentiles may know themselves to be but men. Psalm 10, according to the Hebrews. Why, O Lord, hast thou retired afar off? Why dost thou slight us in our wants, in the time of trouble? Whilst the wicked man is proud, the poor is set on fire. They are caught in the counsels which they devise. For the sinner is praised in the desires of his soul, and the unjust man is blessed. The sinner hath provoked the Lord according to the multitude of his wrath. He will not seek him. God is not before his eyes. His ways are filthy at all times. Thy judgments are removed from his sight. He shall rule over all his enemies. For he hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved from generation to generation, and shall be without evil. His mouth is full of cursing, and of bitterness, and of deceit. Under his tongue are labor and sorrow. He sitteth in ambush with the rich in private places, that he may kill the innocent. His eyes are upon the poor man. He lieth in wait in secret like a lion in his den. He lieth in ambush that he may catch the poor man, to catch the poor whilst he draweth him to him. In his net he will bring him down. He will crouch and fall when he shall have power over the poor. For he hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hath turned away his face not to see to the end. Arise, O Lord God, let thy hand be exalted, Forget not the poor. Wherefore hath the wicked provoked God? For he hath said in his heart, He will not require it. Thou seest it, for thou considerest labor and sorrow, that thou mayest deliver them into thy hands. To thee is the poor man left. Thou wilt be a helper to the orphan. Break thou the arm of the sinner and of the malignant. His sin shall be sought and shall not be found. The Lord shall reign to eternity, yea, for ever and ever. Ye Gentiles shall perish from his land. The Lord hath heard the desire of the poor. A ear hath heard the preparation of their heart, to judge for the fatherless and for the humble, that man may no more presume to magnify himself upon earth. Psalm 10. In Domino confido. The just man's confidence in God in the midst of persecutions. Unto the end, a psalm for David. In the Lord I put my trust. How then do you say to my soul, Get thee away from hence to the mountain like a sparrow? For lo, the wicked have bent their bow. They have prepared their arrows in the quiver to shoot in the dark the upright of heart. For they have destroyed the things which thou hast made. But what has the just man done? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes look on the poor man. His eyelids examine the sons of men. The Lord trieth the just and the wicked. But he that loveth iniquity hateth his own soul. He shall rain snares upon sinners. Fire and brimstone and storms of winds shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is just, and hath loved justice. His countenance hath beheld righteousness. Psalm 11. Salvum me fac. The prophet calls for God's help against the wicked. Unto the end, for the octave, a psalm for David. Save me, O Lord, for there is now no saint. Truths are decayed from among the children of men. They have spoken vain things, every one to his neighbor. With deceitful lips and with a double heart have they spoken. May the Lord destroy all deceitful lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, We will magnify our tongue, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? By reasons of the misery of the needy and the groans of the poor, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety. I will deal confidently in his regard. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver trieth by the fire, purged from the earth, refined seven times. Thou, O Lord, wilt preserve us, and keep us from this generation forever. The wicked walk round about. According to thy highness, thou hast multiplied the children of men. Psalm 12. Usqueque Domine. A prayer in tribulation. Unto the end, a psalm for David. How long, O Lord, wilt thou forget me unto the end? How long dost thou turn away thy face from me? How long shall I take counsels in my soul, sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes that I never sleep in death, lest at any time my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. They that trouble me will rejoice when I am moved, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing to the Lord, who giveth me good things. Yea, I will sing to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Psalm 13. Dixit incipiens. The general corruption of man before our redemption by Christ. Unto the end, a psalm for David. The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt and are become abominable in their ways. There is none that doth good, no, not one. The Lord hath looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there be any that understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are become unprofitable together. There is none that doth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they acted deceitfully. A poison of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and unhappiness in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Shall not all they know that work iniquity, who devour my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon the Lord. There have they trembled for fear, where there was no fear. For the Lord is in the just generation. You have confounded the counsel of the poor man, but the Lord is his hope. Who shall give out of Zion the salvation of Israel? When the Lord shall have turned away the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Psalm 14. Domine quis habitabit. What kind of men shall dwell in the heavenly Zion? A psalm of David. Lord, who shall dwell in thy tabernacle, or who shall rest in thy holy hill? He that walketh without blemish, and worketh justice, he that speaketh truth in his heart, who hath not used deceit in his tongue, nor hath done evil to his neighbor, nor taken up a reproach against his neighbors. In his sight the malignant is brought to nothing, but he glorifieth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his neighbor, and deceiveth not, he that hath not put out his money to usury, nor taken bribes against the innocent, he that doth these things shall not be moved forever. Psalm 15. Conserva me, Domine. Christ's future victory and triumph over the world and death. The inscription of a title to David himself. Preserve me, O Lord, for I have put my trust in thee. I have said to the Lord, Thou art my God, for thou hast no need of my goods. To the saints who are in his land he hath made wonderful all my desires in them. Their infirmities were multiplied, afterwards they made haste. I will not gather together their meetings for blood offerings, nor will I be mindful of their names by my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. It is thou that wilt restore my inheritance to me. The lines are fallen unto me in goodly places, for my inheritance is goodly to me. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me understanding. Moreover, my reins also have corrected me even till night. I set the Lord always in my sight, for he is at my right hand, that I be not moved. Therefore my heart hath been glad, and my tongue hath rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh also shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, nor wilt thou give thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt fill me with joy with thy countenance. At thy right hand are delights even to the end. Psalm 16. Exaude Domine Justitium. A just man's prayer in tribulation against the malice of his enemy. The prayer of David. Hear, O Lord, my justice, attend to my supplication. Give ear unto my prayer, which proceedeth not from deceitful lips. Let my judgment come forth from thy countenance. Let thy eyes behold the things that are equitable. Thou hast proved my heart, and visited it by night. Thou hast tried me by fire, and iniquity hath not been found in me, that my mouth may not speak the works of men. For the sake of the words of thy lips I have kept hard ways. Perfect thou my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps be not moved. I have cried to thee, for thou, O God, hast heard me. O, incline thy ear unto me, and hear my words. Show forth thy wonderful mercies, thou who savest them that trust in thee. From them that resist thy right hand, keep me as the apple of thy eye. Protect me under the shadow of thy wings, from the face of the wicked who have afflicted me. My enemies have surrounded my soul. They have shut up their fat. Their mouth hath spoken proudly. They have cast me forth, and now they have surrounded me. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. They have taken me as a lion prepared for the prey, and as a young lion dwelling in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him and supplant him. Deliver my soul from the wicked one, thy sword from the enemies of thy hand. O Lord, divide them from the few of the earth in their life. Their belly is filled from thy hidden stores. They are full of children, and they have left to their little ones the rest of their substance. But as for me, I will appear before thy sight in justice. I shall be satisfied when thy glory shall appear. Psalm 17. Diligam te Domine. David's thanks to God for his delivery from all his enemies. Unto the end, for David the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this canticle, in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. Second Book of Kings, chapter 22. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my firmament, my refuge, and my deliverer. My God is my helper, and in him will I put my trust. My protector, and the horn of my salvation, and my support. Praising I will call upon the Lord, and I shall be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death surrounded me, and the torrents of iniquity troubled me. The sorrows of hell encompassed me, and the snares of death prevented me. In my affliction I called upon the Lord, and I cried to my God. And he heard my voice from his holy temple, and my cry before him came into his ears. The earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the mountains were troubled and were moved, because he was angry with them. There went up a smoke in his wrath, and a fire flamed from his face. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he ascended upon the cherubim, and he flew. He flew upon the wings of the winds, and he made darkness his covert, his pavilion round about him, dark waters in the clouds of the air. At the brightness that was before him the clouds passed, hail and coals of fire. And the Lord thundered from heaven, and the highest gave his voice, hail and coals of fire. And he sent forth his arrows, and he scattered them. He multiplied lightnings, and troubled them. Then the fountains of water appeared, and the foundations of the world were discovered. At thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the spirit of thy wrath, he sent from on high and took me, and received me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strongest enemies, and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my affliction, and the Lord became my protector. And he brought me forth into a large place. He saved me because he was well pleased with me. And the Lord will reward me according to my justice, and will repay me according to the cleanness of my hands. Because I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not done wickedly against my God. For all his judgments are in my sight, and his justices I have not put away from me. And I shall be spotless with him, and shall keep myself from my iniquity. And the Lord will reward me according to my justice, and according to the cleanness of my hands before his eyes. With the holy thou wilt be holy, and with the innocent man thou wilt be innocent, and with the elect thou wilt be elect, and with the perverse thou wilt be perverted. For thou wilt save the humble people, but wilt bring down the eyes of the proud. For thou lightest my lamp, O Lord. O my God, enlighten my darkness. For by thee I shall be delivered from temptation, and through my God I shall go over a wall. As for my God, his way is undefiled. Words of the Lord are fire tried. He is the protector of all that trust in him. For who is God but the Lord? Or who is God but our God? God who hath girt me with strength, and made my way blameless. Who hath made my feet like the feet of harts, and who setteth me upon high places? Who teacheth my hands to war? Thou hast made my arms like a brazen bow. And thou hast given me the protection of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath held me up, and thy discipline hath corrected me unto the end, and thy discipline the same shall teach me. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, and my feet are not weakened. I will pursue after my enemies and overtake them, and I will not turn again till they are consumed. I will break them, and they shall not be able to stand. They shall fall under my feet. And thou hast girded me with strength unto battle, and hast subdued under me them that rose up against me. And thou hast made my enemies turn their back upon me, and hast destroyed them that hated me. They cried, but there was none to save them, to the Lord, but he heard them not. And I shall beat them as small as the dust before the wind. I shall bring them to naught, like the dirt in the street. Thou wilt deliver me from the contradictions of the people. Thou wilt make me head of the Gentiles. A people which I knew not hath served me. At the hearing of the ear they have obeyed me. The children that are strangers have lied to me. Strange children have faded away and have halted from their paths. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my God, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. O God, who avengest me and subduest the people under me, my deliverer from my enemies, and thou wilt lift me up above them that rise up against me. From the unjust man thou wilt deliver me. Therefore will I give glory to thee, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing a psalm to thy name, giving great deliverance to his king, and showing mercy to David his anointed, and to his seed forever. Psalm 18. Cheli inerrant. The works of God show forth his glory. His law is greatly to be esteemed and loved. Unto the end, a psalm for David. The heavens show forth the glory of God, and the firmament declareth the work of his hands. Day to day uttereth speech, and night to night showeth knowledge. There are no speeches nor languages where their voices are not heard. Their sound hath gone forth into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. He hath set his tabernacle in the sun, and he as a bridegroom coming out of his bride chamber hath rejoiced as a giant to run the way. His going out is from the end of heaven, and his circuit even to the end thereof, and there is no one that can hide himself from his heat. The law of the Lord is unspotted, converting souls. The testimony of the Lord is faithful, giving wisdom to little ones. The justices of the Lord are right, rejoicing hearts. The commandment of the Lord is lightsome, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is holy, enduring for ever and ever. The judgments of the Lord are true, justified in themselves, more to be desired than gold and many precious stones, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. For thy servant keepeth them, and in keeping them there is a great reward. Who can understand sins? From my secret ones cleanse me, O Lord, and from those of others spare thy servant. If they shall have no dominion over me, then shall I be without spot, and I shall be cleansed from the greatest sin. And the words of my mouth shall be such as may please, and the meditation of my heart always in thy sight. O Lord, my helper and my redeemer. Psalm 19. Exaudiat te Dominus. A prayer for the king. Unto the end, a psalm for David. May the Lord hear thee in the day of tribulation. May the name of the God of Jacob protect thee. May he send thee help from the sanctuary and defend thee out of Zion. May he be mindful of all thy sacrifices, and may thy whole burnt offering be made fat. May he give thee according to thy own heart, and confirm all thy counsels. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we shall be exalted. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now have I known that the Lord hath saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven. The salvation of his right hand is in powers. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will call upon the name of the Lord our God. They are bound and have fallen, but we are risen and are set upright. O Lord, save the king, and hear us in the day that we shall call upon thee. Psalm 20. Domine in virtute. Praise to God for Christ's exaltation over his passion. Unto the end, a psalm for David. In thy strength, O Lord, the king shall joy, and in thy salvation he shall rejoice exceedingly. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden from him the will of his lips. For thou hast provided him with blessings of sweetness. Thou hast set on his head a crown of precious stones. He asked life of thee, and thou hast given him length of days for ever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Glory and great beauty shalt thou lay upon him. For thou shalt give him to be a blessing for ever and ever. Thou shalt make him joyful in gladness with thy countenance. For the king hopeth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Let thy hand be found by all thy enemies. Let thy right hand find out all them that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as an oven of fire in the time of thy anger. The Lord shall trouble them in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they have intended evils against thee. They have devised counsels which they have not been able to establish. For thou shalt make them turn their back. In thy remnants thou shalt prepare their face. Be thou exalted, O Lord, in thy own strength. We will sing and praise thy power. Psalm 21. Deus Deus meus. Christ's passion and the conversion of the Gentiles. Unto the end, for the morning protection, a psalm for David. O God, my God, look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me? Far from my salvation are the words of my sins. O my God, I shall cry by day, and thou wilt not hear, and by night, and it shall not be reputed as folly in me. But thou dwellest in the holy place, the praise of Israel. In thee have our fathers hoped. They have hoped, and thou hast delivered them. They cried to thee, and they were saved. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, the reproach of men, and the outcast of the people. All they that saw me have laughed me to scorn. They have spoken with the lips, and wagged the head. He hoped in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him save him, seeing he delighteth in him. For thou art he that hast drawn me out of the womb, my hope from the breasts of my mother. I was cast upon thee from the womb. From my mother's womb thou art my God. Depart not from me. For tribulation is very near, for there is none to help me. Many calves have surrounded me, fat bulls have besieged me. They have opened their mouths against me, as a lion ravening and roaring. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are scattered. My heart is become like wax, melting in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue hath cleaved to my jaws. And thou hast brought me down into the dust of death. For many dogs have encompassed me. The counsel of the malignant hath besieged me. They have dug my hands and feet. They have numbered all my bones. And they have looked and stared upon me. They parted my garments amongst them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. But thou, O Lord, remove not thy help to a distance from me. Look towards my defense. Deliver, O God, my soul from the sword, my only one from the hand of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, and my lowness from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the church will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. Let all the seed of Israel fear him, because he hath not slighted nor despised the supplication of the poor man. Neither hath he turned away his face from me. And when I cried to him, he heard me. With thee is my praise in a great church. I will pay my vows in the sight of them that fear him. The poor shall eat and shall be filled. And they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Their hearts shall live for ever and ever. All the ends of the earth shall remember, and shall be converted to the Lord. And all the kindreds of the Gentiles shall adore in his sight. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he shall have dominion over the nations. All the fat ones of the earth have eaten and have adored. All they that go down to the earth shall fall before him. And to him my soul shall live, and my seed shall serve him. There shall be declared to the Lord a generation to come, and the heavens shall show forth his justice to a people that shall be born, which the Lord hath made. Psalm 22. Dominus regit me. God's spiritual benefits to faithful ones. The Lord ruleth me, and I shall want nothing. He hath set me in a place of pasture. He hath brought me up on the water of refreshment. He hath converted my soul. He hath led me on the paths of justice for his own name's sake. For though I should walk in the midst of the shadow of death, I will fear no evils, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they have comforted me. Thou hast prepared a table before me against them that afflict me. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, and my chalice which inebriateth me. How goodly is it! And thy mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and that I may dwell in the house of the Lord unto length of days. Psalm 23. Domine est terra. Who are they that shall ascend to heaven? Christ's triumphant ascension thither. On the first day of the week, a psalm for David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and hath prepared it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? The innocent in hands and clean of heart, who hath not taken his soul in vain, nor sworn deceitfully to his neighbor. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and mercy from God his Savior. This is the generation of them that seek him, of them that seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, and be ye lifted up, O eternal gates, and the King of glory shall enter in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord who is strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, and be ye lifted up, O eternal gates, and the King of glory shall enter in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Psalm 24. Ad te Domine levavi. A prayer for grace, mercy, and protection against our enemies. Unto the end, a psalm for David. To thee, O Lord, have I lifted up my soul. In thee, O my God, I put my trust. Let me not be ashamed. Neither let my enemies laugh at me, for none of them that wait on thee shall be confounded. Let all them be confounded that act unjust things without cause. Show, O Lord, thy ways to me, and teach me thy paths. Direct me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art God my Savior, and on thee have I waited all the day long. Remember, O Lord, thy bowels of compassion, and thy mercies that are from the beginning of the world. The sins of my youth and my ignorances do not remember. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. The Lord is sweet and righteous, therefore he will give a law to sinners in the way. He will guide the mild in judgment. He will teach the meek his ways. All the ways of the Lord are mercy and truth to them that seek after his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, thou wilt pardon my sin, for it is great. Who is the man that feareth the Lord? He hath appointed him a law in the way he hath chosen. His soul shall dwell in good things, and his seed shall inherit the land. The Lord is a firmament to them that fear him, and his covenant shall be made manifest to them. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the snare. Look thou upon me, and have mercy on me, for I am alone and poor. The troubles of my heart are multiplied. Deliver me from my necessities. See my objection and my labor, and forgive me all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are multiplied, and have hated me with unjust hatred. Keep thou my soul, and deliver me. I shall not be ashamed, for I have hoped in thee. The innocent and the upright have adhered to me, because I have waited on thee. Deliver Israel, O God, from all his tribulations. Psalm 25. Judica me Domine. David's prayer to God in his distress, to be delivered, that he may come to worship him in his tabernacle. Unto the end, a psalm for David. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my innocence, and I have put my trust in the Lord, and shall not be weakened. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Burn my reins and my heart. For thy mercy is before my eyes, and I am well pleased with thy truth. I have not sat with the counsel of vanity, neither will I go in with the doers of unjust things. I have hated the assembly of the malignant, and with the wicked I will not sit. I will wash my hands among the innocent, and will compass thy altar, O Lord, that I may hear the voice of thy praise, and tell of all thy wondrous works. I have loved, O Lord, the beauty of thy house, and the place where thy glory dwelleth. Take not away my soul, O God, with the wicked, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands are iniquities. Their right hand is filled with gifts. But as for me, I have walked in my innocence. Redeem me, and have mercy on me. My foot hath stood in the direct way. In the churches I will bless thee, O Lord. Psalm 26. Dominus Illuminatio. David's faith and hope in God. The Psalm of David before he was anointed. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the protector of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Whilst the wicked draw near against me to eat my flesh, my enemies that trouble me have themselves been weakened and have fallen. If armies in camp should stand together against me, my heart shall not fear. If a battle should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in all the days of my life, that I may see the delight of the Lord, and may visit his temple. For he hath hidden me in his tabernacle. In the day of evils he hath protected me in the secret place of his tabernacle. He hath exalted me upon a rock, and now he hath lifted up my head above my enemies. I have gone round, and have offered up in his tabernacle a sacrifice of jubilation. I will sing and recite a psalm to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, my voice, with which I have cried to thee. Have mercy on me and hear me. My heart hath said to thee, my face hath sought thee. Thy face, O Lord, will I still seek. Turn not away thy face from me. Decline not in thy wrath from thy servant. Be thou my helper. Forsake me not. Do not thou despise me, O God my Savior. For my father and my mother have left me, but the Lord hath taken me up. Set me, O Lord, a law in thy way, and guide me in the right path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of them that trouble me. For unjust witnesses have risen up against me, and iniquity hath lied to itself. I believe to see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Expect the Lord, do manfully, and let thy heart take courage, and wait thou for the Lord. Psalm 27. Ad te Domino clamabo. David's prayer that his enemies may not prevail over him. A psalm for David himself. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord. O my God, be not thou silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear, O Lord, the voice of my supplication, when I pray to thee, when I lift up my hands to thy holy temple. Draw me not away together with the wicked, and with the workers of iniquity destroy me not, who speak peace with their neighbor, but evils are in their hearts. Give them according to their works, and according to the wickedness of their inventions. According to the works of their hands give thou to them, render to them their reward. Because they have not understood the works of the Lord and the operations of his hands, thou shalt destroy them, and shalt not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my helper and my protector. In him hath my heart confided, and I have been helped. And my flesh hath flourished again, and with my will I will give praise to him. The Lord is the strength of his people, and the protector of the salvation of his anointed. Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thy inheritance, and rule them and exalt them forever. Psalm 28. Offertae Domino. An invitation to glorify God with a commemoration of his mighty works. A psalm for David at the finishing of the tabernacle. Bring to the Lord, O ye children of God, bring to the Lord the offspring of rams. Bring to the Lord glory and honor. Bring to the Lord glory to his name. Adore ye the Lord in his holy court. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of majesty hath thundered. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is in power. The voice of the Lord in magnificence. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord shall break the cedars of Libanus, and shall reduce them to pieces, as a calf of Libanus, and as the beloved son of unicorns. The voice of the Lord divided the flame of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the desert, and the Lord shall shake the desert of Cades. The voice of the Lord prepareth the stags, and he will discover the thick woods, and in his temple all shall speak his glory. The Lord maketh the flood to dwell, and the Lord shall sit king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 29. Exaltabo te Domine. David praiseth God for his deliverance, and his merciful dealings with him. A psalm of a canticle at the dedication of David's house. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast upheld me, and hast not made my enemies to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I have cried to thee, that thou hast healed me. Thou hast brought forth, O Lord, my soul from hell. Thou hast saved me from them that go down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, O ye his saints, and give praise to the memory of his holiness. For wrath is in his indignation, and life in his good will. In the evening weeping shall have place, and in the morning gladness. And in my abundance I said, I shall never be moved. O Lord, in thy favor thou gavest strength to my beauty. Thou turnest away thy face from me, and I became troubled. To thee, O Lord, will I cry, and I will make supplication to my God. What profit is there in my blood, whilst I go down in corruption? Shall dust confess to thee, or declare thy truth? The Lord hath heard, and hath had mercy on me. The Lord became my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into joy. Thou hast cut my sackcloth, and hast compassed me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing to thee, and I may not regret. O Lord my God, I will give praise to thee forever. End of side two.